This is KNBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. It's official. Most of Southeast Alaska is in a drought. The Panhandle's been blessed with a long spell of blue skies, but as Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick reports, fish hatcheries see a dark side to all this sunshine.
I'm inside Douglas Island, Pink and Chum's largest salmon hatchery. In Juneau, everyone knows it as Dipak. I'm with Brock Meredith. He's the operations manager here.
When this facility is full, each one of these stacks of incubators have got about a million fry in them. This place sounds like Niagara Falls.
Not quite Niagara Falls, but this hatchery does use a lot of water. Right now, at least 6,000 gallons run through the plant every minute. And that can more than double in the summer. But water can't and shouldn't be taken for granted. Salmon fry need lots of cold, fresh water to thrive. But with warmer water flowing down from the reservoirs, this year Dipak had to move the juvenile fish out to colder saltwater much earlier than ever before.
A lot of unknowns putting fish out this early. It was a little bit scary. What kind of marine environment were they going to be encountering when we put them in the net pens?
Scientists say the drought, now consuming nearly all of Southeast Alaska, has been a slow burn.
This is not something that just happened overnight. This is a long duration event that's been going on for 2 to 3 years now.
Aaron Jacobs is the National Weather Service's lead hydrologist in Juneau. There's been little rainfall over what's been historically the wettest months.
Everyone loved it, you know? Everyone's like hooting, hollering, you know? You can't, like, why? Oh my God. Like, I'm usually in my house and trying to get away from the weather, but it was nice and sunny and dry. And so you didn't really think about it too much.
But after several years of these patterns, lakes and reservoirs haven't been able to recover.
You have two of your wettest months well below normal. And this is coming after a couple years of below normal precipitation on the whole.
Well, let's walk through here.
Meanwhile, at the hatchery, Brock Meredith worries about sustained warmer weather. Dipak is investing $1 million towards a cooling system to chill its water because of low snowpack. The hatchery is being forced to rethink its basic operations, he says, all because of climate change. But it's a conversation that state and federal policymakers are reluctant to have.
I'm saddened when I read that the new governor has nixed the climate change task force in the state of Alaska. We are the canary in the coal mine, for North America, and probably these hatcheries are even more of a canary in the coal mine. I mean, you can definitely see it. It's right in front of your face.
The outlook for Southeast Alaska in March remains cold and clear, with no rain in the extended forecast. That's caused the National Drought Monitor to upgrade most of Southeast Alaska to moderate to severe drought. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.
You can read that story and more at knba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.